regarding Hajj also, and also sickness. Just mention 1-2 points. Once Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his daughter came to him, and she told Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, she was the eldest daughter. So she says that I got desire to go for Hajj. Hazrat made dua for me. So she was very his eldest daughter. So and she got married at a young age, and she was living with her husband. And at the time they went to move to Pakistan also, the conditions were not so easy. She was living in some difficult conditions. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, you want to go for Hajj? I don't think you sincere your intention. She said, no, I really want to go for Hajj. Got an intention. He said, no, I don't think you sincere your intention. She said, I'm telling you, please make dua for me. It shows I want to go for Hajj. Then Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, I asked her, okay, how much money have you saved up for Hajj? So she says, I haven't really saved up much money for Hajj. You know, we're going through difficult times. It's not so easy for us. So I haven't saved up anything. So the Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that shows your intention is not sincere. If you really want to go for Hajj, save up some money. Even if you take out 1 rand a month, 5 rand, according to our time, whatever amount, you're a poor person, you're not so rich, but you're taking out something and you're showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from your side, you've got talab and desire. He said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you. If not, even if you don't go, Allah will give you the reward of it. So a few years later, she passed away. Quite a young age, she passed away. So the Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah went to the house and he was taking out all of their goods. And he found one bag. And in the bag was written there, money for Hajj. And he opened up the bag and he sees that money for Hajj, and tears came to his eyes. And he thought that, mashallah, how my daughter, she listened to what I had said. And then Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah, he had extra money also. He put extra money in there and he sent some money for Hajj al-Badal, and they performed Hajj on her behalf. And then a few years later, when Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah, he himself went for Hajj. Then in Arafat, his eyes, he dozed off. And he saw his daughter in a dream on Jabal al-Rahmat. So he understood that Allah Ta'ala had accepted the Hajj. So one thing we learn from here is that when it's the time of Hajj also, so we also should have this desire within ourselves. If a person hasn't gone for Farid Hajj, that if there's something we take out, remember when Allah gave us Tawfiq to go for Hajj many years ago, then we heard at that time in Makkah Mukarramah, there was a lady who was 90 years old. She had come from India for Hajj. From the age of 20, she started saving money. And now it was 70 years later, and she had enough money now to come for Hajj. Slowly she saved up, and now after 70 years she came for Hajj. So when a person has got the talab, he's got the desire within himself, and Allah's system is such, because you've got talab and desire. For example, we all came for the majlis, many of us from far out, and we say, Hazrat is not here, we say, yeah, we said my time, if I knew Hazrat wasn't here, I shouldn't have come for the majlis today. So he shows your object is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your object is Hazrat. That's completely wrong. Our intention is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh is the means. Whoever has come here, alhamdulillah, with the intention, we have got the full benefit. One of my friends, he went to spend 40 days by Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh many years ago, and Hazrat was sick. Whole 40 days he never met Hazrat. Hazrat was in the room, they never allowed to meet. But at the end of the 40 days he had a dream, and in the dream it seemed bizarre that he showed your 40 days has been accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you're coming here, you came with the correct intention. So we have to come with the correct intention. We came for our Islam, we came for our reformation. So the person says, Hazrat is not here today. So we feel about that. So mashallah, that's a good condition. We want to meet Hazrat. But the main thing, we came for our Islam and reformation. So when you come with the correct intention, even if Hazrat is not here, and whoever else Hazrat has appointed, they give him the bayan. But we said with the correct intention, inshallah, a person will get the full benefit. So this is one important point, our intention. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh mentioned about him, Ajib, that he was a very great muhaddith. And this is also now because of sickness. One day he was sick, he was at home. Somebody came to visit him. The person came in the room, he's sitting in the room and not walking out. So Hazrat is getting taklif, he needs to do some personal things, and this man is not going out. So after a while, Hazrat, people are coming, going, but he's still sitting there. So Hazrat was upset and told him that, you know what, today now people don't know the adab and etiquette of visiting the sick also. They cause more taklif and difficulty. So the man said, you know, Hazrat, you're right. I better close the door so nobody else can come inside. So Nazim Abdullah ibn Warad rahmatullah said, you're right. Please close the door, but just close it from the other side. Sometimes you tell a person also, now Hazrat is sick here, mashallah, there's 500 people, there's 300 people, everyone goes to the house, everyone is Hazrat khas person, and we all want to know what happened to Hazrat, and we're all knocking on the door and we want to meet Hazrat, because most at least to the sick person. You make dua, inshallah, Allah looks at our heart and Allah knows exactly what's in our intentions, and Allah will give Hazrat the complete shifa, but he needs rest. So it's not now for us to go and cause taklif to the buzrugs. Allah give us true understanding. So anyhow, this Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, when he passed away, someone saw him in a dream. And they asked Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, how do you feel about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he says, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a very high status. But he said there was one, a blacksmith. He used to live next to me. And he got a higher status than me also. So the person was surprised. So the next day they went to visit the family of this person. And they asked him, that your husband, he passed away a few months ago. So they see, somebody had a dream and they saw that he got a higher rank than Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi. So what was the reason for this? So they see, my husband had two amazing qualities. The one quality was, that whenever one azan used to go, as soon as azan will go, whatever work he is doing, so much so that he has lifted up the hammer to hit, because he was working in a blacksmith, so he's working and he's making the iron, correcting the iron or whatever, making it straight. He lifts up his hammer to hit that iron. If azan goes where the hands are, he leaves the hammer straight, it falls down. But he doesn't even hit that thing just to finish the work also. Immediately he goes for salah. So he was very, very particular with his salah. As soon as azan goes, he's going to the masjid. And the second quality which he had was that he had a lot of good intentions in his heart. So he used to always see Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, always in the path of Allah, going for hajj, 1 year in hajj, 1 year in jihad, 1 year, so I think 1 year was in ilm, spreading the knowledge of deen. So all the time he was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he used to say, Ya Allah, you see, I got so many children, I have to look after my children, I have to go and work the whole day, and I come back at night and I'm feeding my family. But if only I could have been like Abdullah ibn Mubarak, I could have sacrificed my whole life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he had this very strong intention in him. So the man said that it's because of this intention which he had within himself that Allah has given him such a high maqam and status. So really, if you have good intentions, look at the pious people and try to be like them, and not to look at the people of the kuffar and disbelievers and feeling like I want to be like them. Because whoever man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum, whoever you imitate, you will be amongst them. So this is one important point. Another important point also regarding sickness, and what Mawlana Ustaz was mentioning about shukr, to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make an announcement. Where are those people who used to separate the sides from the bed at night? When Jamaat will stand up, whom qaleelun, there will be a small Jamaat going to Jannah without any reckoning, any hisab kitab. Where are those people, another announcement will make out, where are those people who used to, the business never diverted them from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was salah time, they immediately closed their businesses and they went to the masjid. In the business places, they never cheated anyone, never deceived anyone, and they remained in the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. Where are those people, wahum qaleelun, a small Jamaat will stand up, a small Jamaat going to Jannah without any hisab kitab. And we are those people, alladhina yahmaduna Allah fi sarra'i wa dharra, who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions, in easy conditions and in difficult conditions. When the price of petrol went up also, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mustafa said, all the problems are happening in the country, we're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Difficult conditions and good conditions. They will stand up once Jamaat and also a small Jamaat, entering into Jannah without any hisab kitab. So may Allah make us amongst those people who are always praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I came across one narration the other day, it really affected me, and I said, like, to share this hadith. That when a person is sick and he's lying in his bed and people are coming to visit him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angel, go and see what my banda and servant is saying to the people who are coming to visit him. So the angels come and they ask him, how are you? He says, Alhamdulillah. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter to show Allah's qudrat over him, he can mention his sicknesses. But first he praises Allah ta'ala and he thanks of all Allah's favors upon him. Even in the sickness, how many of Allah's favors upon me? He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala tells the angels that if my banna has to pass away in the sickness, I will give him direct entry into Jannah. And if he gets better, if he is cured, I will change his bones, or his, I can't remember the exact wording of the hadith, something, his flesh into better flesh, and his blood into better blood. It means I will give him better health than before, and I have forgiven all of his sins. SubhanAllah, for making shukr and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith is in Mu'tah Imam Malik, a very sahih hadith. So subhanAllah, when a person makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so even if somebody passes away in the family, and we are saying, then first praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. One person was telling us, he said, amongst the others, it's very common. And I told him, no, there's one hadith actually, that when it comes in the hadith, that when a child passes away of somebody, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels, what is my banda saying at this moment? Hamidaka wa starja'a. Oh Allah, he's praising you, and then he's reading, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah says, you know what? For my banda, build one palace for him in Jannah. We call it Baytul Hamd. Even in difficult conditions, he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gave us tawfiq in all difficult conditions. Everyone is going through some problems in life. But together with that, we can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will take us out of depression. And we will grant great mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant all of us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah.